A major climate report today finds evidence for global warming is overwhelming. And the principal cause is us, humanity. This is the latest update from what's called the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in 8 years. And since then, a lot has changed in our understanding of the science and the impacts on the planet right now. With us now is Amanda Maycock, one of the lead authors. She directs the Climate Institute at the University of Leeds. Amanda, thanks for joining us on this busy day.
Hi, Scott.
Now, this report aggregates findings from 14,000 pages of studies. What's new here compared to the 2013 report?
Yeah, that's a really important statistic, is that we've assessed a huge body of literature here to come up with the findings that are presented in the report. And what we're now able to say is that it's unequivocal that human influence is the cause of the changes in the climate that we've observed. And also, a big update since the last assessment that was in 2013 is that we can now link more concretely many of the extreme events that we're observing around the world, so extreme heatwave events, extreme rainfall events, to the warming that's occurred and to human-induced climate change.
Now, unequivocal. Scientists have to come together and agree on all of this, and we know how hard it is sometimes to wrangle academics to agree on anything. So where are you and your colleagues more certain about the science now and the impacts?
I think it's the science of attribution has really progressed a lot in recent years. So we now, and also, of course, what we've observed in the last 8 years since the last report in 2013, you know, every year we are observing new record-breaking extremes around the world. And so the weight of evidence is now overwhelming, as you said.
Now, here in the United States, speaking of kind of attributing climate to a specific event, as you know, we have seen horrific wildfires out west and heat, record heat waves. Do we know more about whether any one of those events is connected in a strong way to climate change?
Yeah, indeed. So what the report published today shows is that every heat wave that occurs around the world today has been made more likely and more extreme because of climate change. The science around attributing individual events has also progressed a lot. So what we're now able to do is to use computer climate models to simulate specific events. And what we've seen and what's assessed within the report is that going back through time, many of the major heat waves that we've observed, the 2003 European heat wave, the 2010 summer Russian heat wave, have all been made much more likely by climate change. Of course, the very recent Pacific Northwest heat wave happened just a few weeks ago. The report has obviously been finalized before that happened. But nevertheless, there are scientists working now on attribution studies for that event. And they're already showing in their preliminary results that that event would have been almost impossible to have occurred without the influence of climate change.
Now, you've talked about the increasing certainty in certain areas of the science, including this attribution. Where are there still question marks in the science as far as, you know, connections that are still less certain for scientists?
Well, one of the things that the report covers, which is new again this time, is that we're looking at what we call low likelihood, high impact events. So these are events which we don't think are the expected outcome, but they're things that we cannot rule out that could occur. And so to give some examples of those things, they include things like collapse of major parts of the ice sheets in Antarctica. They include things like dieback of the Amazon rainforest. So these would be enormously catastrophic events if they were to occur. They would have rapid and large-scale impacts on the climate that are things that we cannot rule out, if you like. And therefore, we're providing information in the assessment report today about those types of events so that they can be factored into risk planning and risk management.
Professor Maycock, this report comes out 3 months in advance of the next global summit on climate in Scotland. What's the essential timing here as far as reducing CO2 emissions to what's called net zero and when that has to happen?
Now, what we show in this report published today is that in a number of different scenarios for possible future emissions trajectories that we could take as a planet. In all of those five different scenarios we look at, the 1.5 degree Celsius temperature target is likely to be reached or exceeded in the next 20 years. So that is a significant finding for the parties who will attend that meeting in November. However, it is possible to still stabilize the temperature below 1.5 degrees Celsius, but in order to do that would require very rapid, large-scale reductions, and as you mentioned, reaching this target of net zero emissions by around the middle of the century.
And finally, you know, as I hear you talk about warming climbing to this 1.5 Celsius in the next 20 years, I mean, that's really coming up. I just want to ask you, how are you doing? As a scientist, you live in this empirical world, but how do you feel personally about this kind of science when it comes out today, these findings and the implications for all of us?
Yeah, of course. I'm a scientist by training, but I'm also a human being. And I look at the report today and I'm very worried about many things that it contains. I actually had two children during the time scale of writing this report in the last 3 years. And now when I look at these projections for the end of the century, I actually think about this being within the lifetime of my own children, these changes by the end of the century now. It always felt as if climate change was something that would happen a long way in the future, that it's not something we need to be worried about now. That thinking has been clearly ripped up by this report. It's clear that climate change is with us here and now. It's affecting us all today. And depending on our actions going forwards into the future, it will continue to affect us and to be exacerbated going forward. So, of course, that's something that I, as a global citizen, I'm concerned about.
Yep, your children and mine. Amanda Maycock is director of the Institute for Climate and Atmospheric Sciences at the University of Leeds and the lead author of this IPCC report. Amanda, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.